where that dynamic range is not possible with just a sample. And this is what Elton John realized, well, his technicians realized. I'm now going to bring in just a sample of a piano. So we're going to bring in a really good sample as well, one from the Integra. So this is off the Supernatural Sounds. And we'll bring the volume up on that just a bit so you can actually hear it clearer than that. So this is a sample, well, several samples, hundreds of samples, in fact. Now, it's very realistic. And for, like, melancholy, it works very well. But it doesn't really cut through when you're live. Now, the way that they do samples these days is they will have the best technicians in the world, all the best recording equipment, and they will have, for example, a Steinway piano. They will record it with the lid down, with the lid up. There's all kinds of variations of how they record. Every note is even recorded at different lengths, at how hard a note is hit. For example, if a note is hit quietly, that's one recording of a note hit quietly. Just so you can hear the extreme, this is that same note, but with a different recording for when it's hit hard. You will hear that there's like a more of an attack to it. It's not just louder, it's actually got more of attack again. It's two different recordings. There are several recordings per note. And so you can imagine some of these pianos these days. I mean, I believe there's one out there that's 70 gigabytes. That's how many samples are being used. Very nice for like that kind of thing. But this sort of, if you try and go, it lacks. It really does lack something. And it doesn't cut through the mix. So Elton John's technicians realised this, and they found the solution by going back to analog, and back to an old analog piano, which I'm about to show you now. This is quite frightening how bad this actually sounds. Let me just... Now, analog was... They didn't record samples. They used to get waveforms and try and make them sound like a piano. This was one of the better ones of the day. This was supposedly a piano. It would actually be labelled on a button, piano, electric piano. It had to be labelled because you wouldn't recognise it as a piano if you just played it. So it sounds like this. It's totally horrible, and everyone just passes it by because these days the pianos are so good. Who would want to use that unless you're Kraftwerk? So, why does that piano work for Elton? Well, it's got a hidden magic quality about it, because it's trying to be a piano, so it works up and down the keyboard nicely. Although it's actually not a very good sounding piano, it does work low. It sounds a bit like a out of tune piano there. So, you could probably get away with honky-tonk, that kind of thing. But it's not a very convincing piano at all. However, what's its hidden quality? It's this. Remember I said about if you play a note softly, you get a different sample on the samples? Well, with this, the sound starts to open up. So it sounds like there's a blanket over it when you play it softly. Blanket's being lifted. Now that there, let's sort of use another metaphor, if you like a bud opening on a flower. Okay, now, why is that so effective? Well, if you stick that behind the sound of a real piano, and we're going to keep it at that level at the moment, so it will still sound a little odd, you get, which is a bit extreme, to be honest. But if that piano, that analog piano, is brought down in the mix, it actually adds just a little enough sonic sound for it to be very effective. Now, we know it's there, so we're listening for it now. We didn't know it was there when I was doing the first little bit when I started out. It just sounded like a phenomenal piano. But we've now got that kind of, which is what's used on the Million Dollar Piano. There's a show that Elton does called The Million Dollar Piano. It's in Vegas, and that's how they do it.